coming to you from the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn Riverwatch in Auburn, Maine. It's Mark and Sarah at our very first LA Chamber breakfast.
It feels like we never left.
We missed a month.
That's all.
We missed a whole month. Yeah. Now we're back and we're better than ever.
We're back and badder than ever.
Ooh. I like it. We are covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings, 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Also by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it. Squatch it at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. The Exchange Club of Auburn extends a formal invitation to all veterans for a complimentary luncheon at the Green Ladle in recognition of your steadfast dedication and commitment to our nation. The event is Friday, November 8th at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. For more information, call John Reed at 777-3579.
We have some great interviews coming up with new members of the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, let's take a look at some headlines for Thursday, October the 10th.
After rejecting the previous two versions, voters in Oxford Hills School District MSA D17 passed a $50 million school budget. Around 2,000 votes were cast, and the measure passed by 300 votes. The board chair blames rising costs for the $5 million increase.
A new smishing scam is targeting EasyPass users in Maine. Scammers send text messages saying the potential victim has unpaid tolls and provide a link to avoid paying a $35 fee. The Maine Turnpike Authority does not use text messages to collect payments. If you're unsure about a message, check your account online or call the customer service center.
That has happened to me two times. I've received text messages, and I immediately went to the DOT website, and in the upper left-hand corner, it says in a big box, "We don't send text messages." Good to know right away.
I just learned what smishing was last night.
Oh, well, technically, what's the term mean?
It's a scam sent by text. So it's, you know how text is like SMS?
Oh, smishing, so the phishing. But
yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's clever. Someone was thinking. The Sun Journal reports that Riverside Children's Academy Child Care at 430 Lisbon Street in Lewiston is set to open on October 21st. Riverside Academy offers full-time and part-time daycare and after-school care and can accommodate up to 100 children from ages 6 weeks to 5 years old. For more information, visit riversideacademyme.com.
And the City of Lewiston has scheduled its annual citywide litter pickup day for Saturday, October 19th. Individuals and groups will gather at Kennedy Park at 8 a.m. Bags, buckets, gloves, and pickers will be provided. For more information, visit the city's Facebook page.
And in today's weather, it is partly sunny with a high of 54 and a low of 40. Sunny on Friday and Saturday with temps approaching 60.
Woo-hoo. In sports, the Bruins host the Montreal Canadiens tonight at 7.
Who's in the net?
I heard rumors too.
My boy's going to be in there.
Your best friend slash boyfriend, Jeremy Swayman, may be in net tonight for the Bruins. Maybe we can just forget about the first game and start the season tonight.
This starts tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's live in our own world.
We can do whatever we want. It's our life. The Maine Nordiques will visit the New Hampshire Mountain Kings tomorrow and Saturday.
The NA3 Nordiques have a home-and-home series this weekend against the Norwich Sea Captains. They'll be in Connecticut tomorrow and at the Colisée on Saturday.
The Patriots will host the Houston Texans on Sunday afternoon.
And on the high school scoreboard in field hockey, Derigo beat Lisbon 5-2. Oxford Hills edged out Bangor 2-1 in double overtime. St. Dom's beat Lake Region 5-0.
And in girls soccer, a couple of shutouts. Brewer shut out Oxford Hills 1-0, and Oak Hill shut out Lisbon 3-0.
There you go. That's your news, weather, and sports. And we'll be back in a bit with interviews from the LA Metro Chamber Breakfast from the Hilton Garden Inn Riverwatch in Auburn. Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shout-outs, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at what we're doing.
Mark and Sarah back with you at the Chamber Breakfast at the Hilton. And we couldn't be happier to be joined by Barbara and Mark Lovejoy, the owners of Elevator Evolution. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well?
Happy to be here.
So let's talk about Elevator Evolution. Whose idea was it, and what's it all about?
It was her idea to start the company, but obviously I'm the mechanic in the industry, so yeah. She talked me into it.
Yeah, so Mark has been in the industry for almost 30 years, has worked for some really, like, the big, you know, international companies, the national companies, and we have had some ongoing conversation over the years about just the change in the industry and, you know, having the opportunity, one, to be in a little bit more in control of the work that we do and that the service that we can deliver. And so about a year and a half ago, we were like, let's do it. I think that there's lots of opportunity, especially in Lewiston, Auburn, in being able to provide people with really, truly affordable options for their elevator solutions and being able to still provide exceptional quality. And part of it is Mark, because he's been in the industry for so long, and of course I don't want to speak for you, Mark, but he's just has a really strong reputation, has established great relationships with a lot of the people at, you know, at the state of Maine, as well as just for local property owners, business owners. I would say it's probably safe to say you've probably worked on 98 to 99% of the elevators in Lewiston, Auburn anyway in
wow.
the 30 years he's been doing the work, so he's not unfamiliar.
Yeah, so here in the Lewiston, Auburn area and probably throughout Maine, because obviously...
Maine and New Hampshire.
Yeah, Maine and New Hampshire.
I have my elevator license for both states.
That's cool. What's the tallest elevator you've ever worked on? How many floors?
There was a couple of them. There was the Dragon Cement Tower, which is 350 feet, and then the tower up at the Penobscot Bridge.
Okay.
I've done maintenance on that.
Yeah.
Those are probably the two tallest.
Not afraid of heights.
You can't be afraid of heights in this business.
No, I don't think
I mean,
or confined spaces.
You've been on towers where you've, like, taken pictures of Sebago. Like, how high up are those towers?
Yeah, it was one of the TV towers. It was 2,500 feet tall.
Whoa.
And I was at the top of it.
Does that make you nervous, Barbara?
No, I just don't think about it.
Okay,
because
it is good.
In general, because it can be, it is definitely an industry where I don't think a lot of people think about the risk.
Yeah.
So it's very, very safety focused, and our company is exceptionally safety focused because it can be a little scary for sure.
We spend a lot of time training on safety.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Fall protection, pinch points, it's electrical hazards, mechanical hazards.
Yeah. A lot of it.
A lot of times people just don't think about it.
Most
people's experience is going up and down.
Yeah. Cable goes up, cable comes down.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So how would folks get in touch with you to maybe, do you do consultations? Do you just... What's the way that folks can contact you?
Call us by our phone number or go to our website, elevateevolution.com. I'm the owner and I have my phone on me 24/7.
Wow. Yeah.
So when you call and you're talking to me, and I'll come out and survey your elevator, give free consults, discuss whatever you need.
Okay, you're a real person.
Yes.
We can verify that.
Yeah. No elevator too tall. What about elevator too small?
No, we do dumbwaiters, chair lifts.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Great.
If it's licensed through the state of Maine or you need a license, a certificate to operate it, I'll work on it.
All right.
Or install it.
What made you and Barbara decide to move your business or start your business in Lewiston, Auburn?
I think that there's a general need. We have been in this area for over 30 years, and it's a great location and community, and it's one way that we'd like to give back in some small way that we can. We love the Lewiston Auburn area. Part of our goal is to continue to give back to the community, and some of that will be providing education to the local fire departments on elevator safety, and trying to just become more and more involved in local events and supporting local businesses.
What's your best advice for someone who gets stuck in an elevator?
I'll let you handle that.
Just stay calm and wait.
Stay calm and wait.
Don't try to get out.
Don't touch stuff.
Don't try to get out. There's a phone in every elevator. It's by code. So you just push the phone. If your cell phone don't work, they'll call 911 or some rescue. And just wait. Don't try to get out. Because if the elevator decides to move and you're halfway out,
oh my goodness,
it's not going to be
bad
pretty.
News.
No, that's bad news.
That won't be bad. 30 years in the industry, how did you get started?
Actually, a friend of ours, we met in Lamar's class, and I was working at Roe Ford as a transmission mechanic, and he talked me into it, and I said no for the longest time, and saw that he was having a great time doing it, and I gave it a shot and never looked back.
Wow. Wow, good stuff.
Yeah.
Is there anything else about Elevator Evolution that you would like to share with our listeners?
Oh, it's just affordable. We're out trying to help people get back in their budgets. I mean, the industry's gone so crazy with pricing, out of control. And, you know, as a supervisor, I'd get phone calls from the customers yelling and screaming at me about the cost. So there was a big driving point, trying to help people out.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Absolutely. Enjoy breakfast.
Welcome to the chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. They are Mark and Barbara Lovejoy, the owners of Elevator Evolution, and you can find them online at elevatorevolution.com.
We are at the Chamber Breakfast this morning talking with Lugie Business Solutions. We have Beth Lugie, owner, and Abby Lugie. Are you also an owner and just an agent?
Not just an agent, but... I'm the bookkeeper administrative assistant.
Okay, all right. Very cool. Well, tell us a little bit about your business. I'm sure people are curious as to what you're doing.
Yeah, we established in 21, kind of working full-time and working towards becoming full-time on my own. I work in accounting, governmental accounting, private accounting, bookkeeping, payroll, and my true passion is the taxes. And then I went out and bought a business from somebody locally and just started growing it. And I hired Abby as my administrative assistant, who's helping me more with the bookkeeping and payroll, and I'm just kind of helping oversee that. And then, again, my focus is the tax returns and tax preparation, which is kind of my passion.
Nice. Yeah. So businesses, small, large, personal?
Small business.
Okay.
I'm looking to help people grow and kind of grow together as a team.
Yeah. Any size that you're most comfortable working with?
Small.
Smaller.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to measure that per se, but yeah. smaller business.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking from the payroll side of things. I know that that's not your passion, but is there a number that's too big for your business?
I don't get me wrong. I love payroll. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorites, other because it's taxes. But up to 35 employees.
Yeah.
We've handled before, so.
What inspired you to take over and start your own business?
I have grandbabies, and I wanted to have a little bit of flexibility so that, you know, one of the babies was sick, I could kind of take the day, and, you know, if I have to work at night, that's what I was just kind of looking for, that flexibility.
Yeah. You saw the benefits of owning your own business is kind of better balance for your personal life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard the words passion, favorite, taxes, and payroll in the same sentence. When did that start?
Probably in high school I figured out that I really loved accounting when I went to one of the vocational schools. And then I think it's just like, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure how I can explain why I like it so much, but I think I like the research aspect of it, you know, that you find, you've never heard of it, but you've heard of it, but you haven't dug into what it actually entails. And so I think I like the research piece and the puzzle piece, mystery, see how you can make everything work and jive together on the tax return legally, obviously, and legit. But it's just fun.
Are you a natural problem solver?
Probably. Yeah. Not quite like my husband, you know, who has to fix everything. Not that kind of problem solver.
But solution-driven type person.
Right.
Find it, fix it, and move forward.
Yes,
I agree. Like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely something people are looking for, right. I'm sure, in their tax returns and their personal payroll.
Right.
I'm sure that's very helpful. Abby, what do you love about working with, I'm assuming, somebody who's related to you? This is a family business?
This is my stepmom.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate the flexibility and just being able to learn. She has so much to offer.
Mm. That's very cool. You're inspiring somebody younger than you to do the same thing.
Yes, and she's my backup plan for when I get retired.
Right? Oh, here you go.
Hey, take this over. I'm going to go hang out with those grandbabies I was talking about.
Yes.
That's just good business.
That is good business. Wow, you got to have a succession plan, right? I like it. Well, anything else you want folks to know about your small business before we let you head out and have a good breakfast?
I'm passionate about helping people grow and be part of their success in life. I think it's kind of I like to help people. And so if we grow together, it's kind of what I want to see happen, or how I'd like to be involved and have those kind of relationships where we work together and just watch other people flourish and grow, and obviously I'll grow as well, but you know, just helping people do the stuff that they don't have time to do, more focused on their business and what they do, because we're sick and we like the bookkeeping stuff, so we'll do that and you guys can do your business and we'll all be happy.
Well, we're twisted, we'll take care of the hard stuff, you guys.
Right.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us. This has been Beth and Abby Lugi of Lugi Business Solutions. You can find them at LugiBusinessSolutions.com, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And Lugi is LUGEE, businesssolutions.com. And your busy season's coming right up.
It is.
Yeah.
The extensions are coming due on the 15th, so I'm wrapping up those last few 10 returns or so that are like cramming, and then we'll have a little baby lull where I do all my studying and all that, and then it's right into the kick of it again.
On to the next.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Enjoy breakfast.
Thank you.
It's Mark and Sarah at the Lewiston Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce breakfast, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Liz Greeson of Waypoint Intercultural LLC. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your time today. What can you tell us about Waypoint?
Well, Waypoint is an organization that I founded a few years ago that focuses on boosting the capacity of leaders and organizations to effectively navigate the many differences that make a difference in the workplace. As we know, things that ranging from gender to generation to race to to all those things can really impact the way organizations run, the extent to which they run smoothly, there's connection or there is conflict. And so I work in trainings and consulting, coaching, all those different spaces to really help folks, do their work even better.
Sure. And what was the inspiration for you to pursue a career in this field?
Well, I've always been interested in how difference matters from the time that I was a very young child, actually. I don't know, some of the older Maine listeners might remember a girl named Samantha Smith, who was in the 80s. She became famous for writing a letter to the leader of the Soviet Union. And I was about her age at that time and thought, gosh, if they're, a girl from Maine can make a difference in the world more globally. And so really my whole career, or my whole education and career, has been focused to some extent on how can I help bridge difference so that there's more understanding in the world.
Can you give us a sense of your clientele?
Sure. We have clients ranging anywhere from school districts to large multinational corporations to local small nonprofits. Oftentimes they come to us because there's a disconnect sometime between the really good intentions that leaders have and sometimes the impact on the people that they're leading, particularly when there are some sort of difference that matters, whether that's people who were born in Maine leading people who are newer to Maine, for example, or whether it's an older generation leading a younger generation. So there's typically been some sort of conflict or just feeling like, gosh, there's some, sometimes people don't even really know what's wrong. They're like, something's going on here and we're just not sure.
Can't figure it out.
Yeah, we can't figure it out. Can you help us figure that out? And so that's, we oftentimes get the call for that reason. Sometimes we get the call when people have done some diversity, equity, and inclusion work and it hasn't gone well. Uh-huh. We have an approach for that type of work that actually is very strengths-based. You know, some kind of DE work can go sideways with kind of shame or polarization, and we really, you know, I'm an educator. I used to be a high school English teacher back in the day, and so I really am an educator at heart, and I really believe that people are able to grow and as they learn more, and I get kind of excited about being part of that process.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so it's super fun for me to be able just to connect with people on as individuals and think about how people in positions of leadership really have such an opportunity. The more they know, the more they build their capacity to be able to effectively navigate these differences and make a difference.
Yeah. Wow. Wonderful. Important work.
Liz Greeson, founder and interculturalist of Waypoint Intercultural.
Ooh, I like that title.
Pardon my ignorance. I have never heard of the term interculturalist. What exactly is that?
Well, it's someone who uses culture as the lens through which we understand difference. And so we have, we typically will have a background in something called intercultural development theory, meaning that that there is a kind of continuum of how we of how people understand difference, and we also typically are trained in delivering an assessment about to determine that, and then be able to support people according to their strengths and challenges as measured on this assessment. Interculturalists, in addition to having academic training and whatever, like we also typically have some character, like personal characteristics, like deep curiosity about other cultures. This field took its roots in national and international culture, but here in Maine, I really extend it to be talking about any time we share attitudes, beliefs, values, behaviors, right? And so that could be generation. Again, it could be, you know, being born in Maine versus being born in the southern United States. And so I think we carry a deep curiosity and humility, too, of just like, my way is not the only way. Let me learn more about this other way of doing things, this other way of kind of being in the world. And many of us have also lived overseas for chunks of time. I lived in Dubai for 5 years, where I was an instructor at the American University in Dubai. That's where I did a lot of my sort of practical and research-based work around intercultural communication.
You're kind of an anthropologist.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap there. Yeah,
very cool. I'm sure you encounter a lot of biases throughout your work. Is there one that you find that most people come to you looking to overcome in their workplace?
Sometimes people don't know that they have a bias. Sometimes they think the problem is with the other person, that we have, there's a, like, can you support this person in fitting into our culture? and so that sometimes when I get a call and I say, oh, okay, let's, yes, and.
Yes,
I can support that person, and maybe I could also support you in having some conversations and getting curious about this dynamic.
Yeah.
And so I think that many biases sort of boil down to thinking that my way is right, or my way is the norm, or my way is the better way, and sort of that, and that unconscious sort of preference for the way you do something.
We like what we like.
Yeah, exactly. Can manifest in so many different. So I don't know that there's one particular bias, but I think it's that general mindset of just like, well, this is the way things are done, and they're not doing it.
Okay.
And so, what's their problem? And can you help them fix their problem? And so we work together to kind of support both folks in that kind of situation.
What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you or to learn more about Waypoint?
You can jump on our website. It's www.waypointintercultural.com. You can shoot us an email at info@waypointintercultural.com. We do have an upcoming webinar in December, and you can find more information about that on our website.
I love it.
It's a free webinar.
I love those.
No cost at all.
Those are the best.
They are the best. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time and for being so welcoming. Happy to be a new member of the Chamber.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Awesome. Enjoy so much, breakfast.
Liz. Yeah. Thanks so much.
And best of luck. She is Liz Greeson, founder and interculturalist of Waypoint Intercultural LLC. Find them online at waypointintercultural.com. And we are back in the friendly confines of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch studio after a big morning breakfast where we made our Lunch Bunch debut.
I know.
Yeah. At the LA Metro Chamber breakfast at the Hilton, which was quite a trek for all of us because we had to walk across the parking lot.
I'm so tired.
200 feet.
We didn't even have a full conversation. Aww. Like, we walked back together and we didn't even have like a time to
have a full conversation
until we got into the office.
But the reason why we're back in the studio is because it's time for Tasting Tales.
Yay.
Brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, one of our valued sponsors here on the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast. And today we are sampling Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Pie. It is a creamy, incredibly smooth liqueur made with an enticing blend of pumpkin, brown sugar, and nutmeg. The delicious drink is instantly reminiscent of homemade pumpkin pie.
There you go.
All right.
I mean, that's very seasonal.
Yes. And appropriate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the pumpkin spice. Is this bad to say? White girl?
You
we'll
see, the word you're looking for is basic.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I have no problem being basic for 2 or 3 weeks in the cold months of fall. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm good. I'm going to move on to other spices after.
Like, you see the girls with the jeans, the boots, the sweater, and the vest.
I call that the Han Solo.
Yes. But anyway, it goes hand in hand with pumpkin spice, right?
Yes.
So I don't put myself in that category. There's what? Mm-hmm. Apple or pumpkin? Like, right? Is that the question of the autumn season?
I would think so.
I feel like they're... It's funny because I feel like they're both really similar. I mean, it's nutmeg and cinnamon and apple and nutmeg and cinnamon and whatever. Pumpkin, I guess. But
I don't have a favorite. I like both.
I like them both. Yep.
Yep. I don't play any favorites.
I do feel like a cream goes better with pumpkin versus apple.
100%.
And apparently coffee as well.
Well, that's how we're doing it today. Right? Pam and I had the brilliant idea of adding this Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Pie cream liqueur to our coffee in addition to our little tasty shot. So,
All right.
We're going to check it out.
Shall we?
Cheers.
Let's do it. Cheers. Here we go. Very smooth, very tasty. A little kick at the end.
Yeah, it's very, what's the?
Eggnog.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. I read her mind.
It's like pumpkin eggnog.
It's
That's
really
delicious.
Good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's a sipper.
Good. Yeah.
Throw some ice in there and just sip on it.
I bet that would be
really
good.
After dinner.
Yep.
You know, after Thanksgiving dinner.
It is thicker. I mean, it coated the glass like a cream would.
Yeah, it's a cream.
But I think I like the idea of adding ice. It feels like something you would add to other things.
Yes.
To give a little flavor.
Yeah.
Which Mark found some amazing recipes that you could actually use this Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Pie liqueur in.
Yeah, not only
not
drink
drinks.
Recipes, they have food recipes as well. If you go to fultonharvest.com, it's a wonderful website, and you can check out all the different recipes for this liqueur.
After you go to Rupert's and purchase your bottle.
That's right. Yep. Visit your friendly neighborhood Rupert's. Mm-hmm.
The farmer's French toast looks delicious. Maybe it's just the butter and syrup, but speaks to me.
Oh, I am checking out the Full Harvest Moon, which is, it's a really simple drink, but it sounds delicious. 2 ounces of Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Pie cream liqueur and 1 ounce of amaretto.
Oh, see, that's what we were saying. Like mixed, put it with something else to kind of have that flavor combination.
So now that we've tasted this eggnoggy pumpkin Fulton's Harvest pumpkin liqueur, Which recipe here would you say you would lean towards?
I think probably the pumpkin chai latte, because I am really enjoying this in the coffee that you made me this morning. So the pumpkin chai latte is hot vanilla chai latte with just a little, like a pump of the pumpkin pie cream
pump
liqueur.
Pump-a-pump.
And it looks like they topped it with a little whipped cream and cinnamon, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cinnamon and sugar.
Super simple, but that sounds... I love chai anyway.
And served hot.
Adding a little bit of this to it sounds like it would be delectable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is the sort of thing where you might have like a little fire. Like you were saying the other day, you and Kevin had an afternoon fire. Because if there's like a little bit of briskness to the air, this is the sort of thing that I would definitely like
100%.
Sit. Yeah, just put a blanket out, maybe take your Kindle or a book outside and just sit by the fire and sip.
There's also a spiced pumpkin punch. 2 ounces of the Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Cream Liqueur and 1 ounce of spiced rum.
Oh, yep. Mm-mm-mm. Rum makes sense with this.
And that you could go both ways, pumpkin or apple, because you put the rum in cider. Cider.
Yeah. I wonder if they have other flavors of this type of cream liquor, Fulton's.
Go to Rupert's and find out.
You'll have to go to
Rupert's. And if they don't have something, you could ask them and they could order it.
They'll get it.
Rupert's is good like that. What about the coffee, Sarah? What do you think?
I'm loving this. I was saying to you earlier before we started recording that I was surprised that it wasn't so sweet.
I agree. I can't do Bailey's in my coffee because it's too sweet. Mm-hmm. This gives a little bit of the pumpkin flavor, but the nice coffee, bitter coffee flavor is still there too.
Yeah, it doesn't take away the flavor of the coffee. It's almost like your perfect pumpkin spice.
And there's also a feature on their website where you can submit your own recipe.
Ooh, create your own.
Yes, if you want to experiment a little bit.
Yeah, I would say some of the local restaurant bartenders would have fun with this time of year for sure.
Here's a fun one, which I don't think I could manage first thing in the morning, is the autumn sunrise.
Ooh,
2 ounces of the Fulton's Harvest Pumpkin Pie Cream Liqueur, 1 ounce of gold tequila. And coffee.
That sounds like a vacation coffee.
That sounds like a we're not doing anything the rest of the day coffee to me.
Clear my calendar. I'm having an autumn sunrise today.
There's nothing like an autumn sunrise.
Nothing like an autumn sunrise to end your day.
That's right.
Well, I love to make banana bread, and I have some bananas ready for me. They're screaming at me to do something with them.
Are they screaming, don't forget about us, Pam?
Yes. So one of the recipes on here is the Harvest Bananakin Bread.
Ooh.
So I may bring some of that in.
Take this Fulton's home with you.
Add it to the collection.
Yeah, add it to this. Yeah, it's funny. It's not a lot for some of these baking recipes. It's just 2 or 3 tablespoons for this whole loaf of bread.
It's just going to add to the flavor of the pumpkin.
Pumpkin and banana.
A lot of these recipes are super simple.
Yeah.
Just a few ingredients.
That's my kind of recipes.
But if you've been sampling as you're baking, it's kind of important to keep it simple.
Very true.
I wonder if there are video instructions.
Maybe someone could just make it for me.
I was just going to say, can I give this recipe to someone else to make for me?
Can I order these online? Because it's not working out.
Oh, boy.
There's one called Harvest Tipsy Balls. Yeah.
All right.
That one's got some good stuff. That one's going to be sweet. That one has a lot of sugar, a little bit of corn syrup, and they're rolled in powdered sugar. So that one's a good one, I think. That one's got wafers in it. Crispy, finely rolled vanilla wafers.
Like Nilla wafers? Is that what they're talking
about? A vanilla
wafer
crumb. So yeah, I think. And then a little bit of pecan and vanilla. That sounds good.
It does sound good.
Tasty.
It's definitely a sweet treat.
Yeah.
Just one of those and I'd be good.
Yep. Well, and because you're not cooking this one, right? This one is
there's no like you have to turn on the oven and remember to take it out of the oven at a certain time.
This is going to hit you though because it's you're not baking. Yeah. Like when you're baking, obviously when you bake or cook alcohol, heat takes out some of it, but this is raw. So that's why I think they're called tipsy balls. Because you're going to get a little tipsy.
Just the name is fun.
It is fun. We should just make them because it's fun.
Let's make some Harvest Tipsy Balls.
Okay.
Say tipsy balls for an hour.
Just one more time.
Yeah.
It makes me think of the sweaty balls from Saturday.
Sweaty balls.
Oh boy.
Off
we should probably wrap it up.
You know, I didn't think that the pumpkin liqueur had an effect on me, but perhaps it has.
You know, we should probably wrap it up to maintain our PG-13 rating within podcast community.
Oh, I'm just going to sit here and drink my pumpkin Harvest coffee
there you
and
go.
Talk about tipsy balls.
Tipsy balls.
I guess I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
We want to thank our sponsors for today. Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, not only for sponsoring each and every podcast episode, but also for sponsoring Tasting Tales and providing us with these delicious beverages to sample during our podcast. Oh, boy.
At early morning hours.
Early morning hours for us, anyways, not for the listeners.
Lunchtime for everybody else.
We want to thank UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and the Exchange Club of Auburn. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Any parting words or giggles for our listeners?
Tipsy balls.
There we go. We will catch you tomorrow with our weekend preview. Thanks for listening.